Welcome back inside the Viper's Nest here on 104.9 Jack FM. The number to call, 1-866-598-5267. We've had an action-packed show so far, talking about last night inside the Viper's Nest. Last night, of course, the Rockets' big win over the Boston Celtics, 96-90, the first exhibition game ever at Dodge Arena, and the first NBA versus NBA game. We had an exhibition game down here 35 years ago, but it was Rockets-Spurs, and the Spurs were still in the ABA at the time. So Rio Grande Valley sports history certainly made last night. And Chris, certainly you were able to be a part of that. Chris Finch, the new Vipers head coach, joins us in studio for the first time. What was that like? Obviously, you haven't been in the Valley very long to I guess, kind of grasp that whole thing. But the whole experience, I mean, being there, a sellout crowd, it had to be pretty cool.
It was definitely cool, and a few things stuck out to me. First of all, I thought the people did an amazing job putting on an event, and it's difficult to put on that type of event. Those two powerhouse teams coming in here, and I thought it was first class, very NBA-ish, if you will. And the other thing that stuck out is every single person that I met or spoke to was absolutely thrilled. I mean, they were happy with the experience. They were happy with the product. You know, just delighted that such an event would come here and, you know, was a success. And I think the affiliation, any nervousness around the affiliation, I think that's gone now.
Yeah, certainly. I think and there were a lot of people wearing red and white last night. I think that made a lot of people happy as well, that the fact that there are some Rockets fans down here. It's not as black and silver as a lot of people like to make it seem. And just the fact that when David Anderson hit that game tie and hoop, and then the hoop, the three-point play to take the lead, there was a lot of questions answered last night about Rockets fandom down here in the Valley.
No doubt.
Chris Finch, new Vipers head coach, joining us here at Inside the Viper's Nest. And one of the guys who got some PT last night, didn't get PT in the first game, was Popsman Sabonsu, who's on your British national team. Guy you know really well. In fact, you were about to do an interview, and he came by and said hello to you there. And, you know, you got to be excited for Pops that he's getting a real chance here with the Rockets.
I'm really excited for Pops. You know, he didn't play the night before, had a hamstring injury, so I was happy that he was healthy. Thought he played pretty well. He was a bright spot in the first half for them. He's a terrific guy. If you've ever had a chance to meet him, he's a total energy guy. He's great in the locker room, always smiling. You know, has that funny British accent too, so it doesn't kind of go with his demeanor. But he's just a fantastic guy. I know the Rockets are really impressed with his work ethic. He's an NBA caliber athlete. Even though he's a little bit undersized for his natural position, he makes up for it. And I really hope he sticks. And if he doesn't stick, for whatever reason, I'm sure he'll get another opportunity, because he's really that, I believe, he's an NBA player.
He is absolutely a freak of nature as far athletically. It's just amazing what he's able to do. And you, when you stand next to him, obviously he's a tall guy compared to, you know, munchkins like me, but he's obviously undersized for the position that he plays, but he still blocks the shots, he still rebounds, and he still scores with the best of them. And I think by far, when he was in the D-League last year, he was the best player in the D-League. It was a men playing with boys when Popsman Sabonsu was on the floor.
Yeah, there's no, he's a class above the D-League by far. I think for Pops, he needs to do a few things to make his game a little bit more complete. I think sometimes he relies a little too much on his athleticism. He loves the ooh-ah play, you know, big, we call him a big game hunter. He's always looking for that big trophy. And if he were to make a few more, you know, small, steady, consistent plays, which I know he's trying to learn to do, because when you're that athletic and you have the skills, and you know, you can dominate a lot of levels that you've played at. But when you step up to the NBA, that's going to be very inconsistent. So he needs to fill in the gaps, and he'll be fine if he does that.
Chris Finch, new Vipers head coach, joining us inside the Vipers Nest here for the first time. If you want to give us a call, 1-866-598-5267. Don't forget, folks, the season tickets are still available for the Vipers season. It kicks off December 4th at Dodge Arena, 972-1144, 972-1144. Of course, visit the website as well, rgvipers.com. And Coach, I know a lot of people, you probably shook 500 people's hands last night. It was just a whirlwind day for you. Did you get a chance to talk with any of the fans, interact with any of the fans about who you were and about the team?
A little bit. Not as much as I would have liked, you know, but I'm sure that, you know, we're going to be out in the community. We're dedicated to our work in the community here, both, you know, as a staff and as players. That's obviously paramount. We know that how important that is for a professional franchise such as the Vipers, and also what it means to the people in the Valley. So, you know, over time, I'm really looking forward to getting out there and making some, you know, relationships and friendships, and, you know, get people to come out and support us, and hopefully they really enjoy how we play.
Coach, tell me a little bit about you know, getting to work with Paul McKeskey. Obviously, he knows the D-League well, and I think when I see new coaches come into the D-League, you know, over the last few years, it seems like the teams that do well are the guys that, even if it is a new head coach of the league, if they have a guy who's an assistant who knows the league as well as Paul does, it really lends that extra helping hand, because, you know, the player rules and acquiring player rules, they're a little quirky, to say the least. There, JP, he's over there smiling because he knows I'm right. As far as having him on a staff with that type of knowledge of the league, how does that make that transition easier for you?
Well, it makes it miles easier. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I've not been in the D League. I mean, I've not coached in the NBA. You know, basketball's basketball at a certain point, but obviously you got to have as much of the experience surrounding what's going on as you possibly can get. The Rockets said, "Here's a guy we really think that we should be talking to compliment what you're doing." I spoke to Paul. We hit it off immediately. You know, I've already started calling him the Big Resource, because, you know, I'm asking him all the time. You know, that's his name now. You're the Big Resource, because, you know, I'm going to him, asking him questions. This, and the thing I love about him is that, you know, he has all this experience. You know, as player in the NBA, coach in the NBA, in the D League, and he's absolutely egoless. He just wants to work together. That's how I want to approach it. And you know, I know he's going to teach me a lot, and hopefully we can, you know, be a pretty formidable coaching duo.
Coach, we got about 45 seconds left, and you know, obviously we got more of these shows coming up to learn more about you. But as far as your schedule coming up, what's first, what's second, what's third? What does your schedule look like here for the next couple of weeks?
Well, on a personal front, I still got to go back to Europe, get settled up, move out.
Oh, goodness, you got to go back to Europe.
Yeah, settle into the Valley, and we're looking forward to that. But more importantly, basketball. You know, we're going to go through the available personnel. We're gonna come up with a style of play that we're gonna, you know, try to then incorporate some draft picks into, and then you know, we'll be back and forth with the people at Houston on a planning stage, and then we're gonna, you know, get ready to go. And it's gonna come around pretty quick. I know that.
Needless to say, the frequent flyer miles are not empty in your frequent flyer account, are they?
No, and they're full across all the airlines.
So it looks like you're going to be in first class all the way through this season. Huh? That's why we put Southwest on most of our flights, so we don't feel shysted because the head coach gets to sit in first class. But, Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in. I know it's been a busy day, busy last couple of days for you, you're looking for houses and things like that. Welcome to the Valley, and we look forward to having you in here each and every week here for the Coach's Show.
I look forward to it, and I'm really excited to be here, and we just can't wait for the season to be.
All right, that's Chris Finch, new Vipers head coach. That's going to do it here inside the Vipers Nest for this week. My thanks to Brian Michael Cooper. My thanks, of course, to Vipers new head coach Chris Finch, and, of course, J.P. Lespinus of the NBA Development League, all here, and Jonah Goldberg for bringing everybody here. And of course, he'll be on at some point later on in the Coach's Show as well. That's going to do it from here, from our BMP Radio studios in McAllen. This has been Inside the Viper's Nest on 104.9 Jack FM. Alex Sabari, ADB, signing off.